excited to be speaking this afternoon with my good friend and colleague, Neil Sauerbach. Neil is the partner and director of business development and marketing at Smith & Jesselin in Wisconsin. And Neil was inducted into the Association for Accounting Marketing Hall of Fame at the recent AIM Summit in Washington, D.C. in June 2010. Neil has spent his career primarily in professional services marketing, including previous positions at regional accounting firm Virchow Krause & Company, and with an international architectural and engineering firm. As a partner and director of business development and marketing, Neil uses his knowledge of the accounting industry, professional services marketing techniques, and familiarity with the Madison market to achieve the firm's goals. Neil has also served on the Association for Accounting Marketing Board of Directors, and he is a past AIM president. Neil, welcome and congratulations on being inducted into the AIM Hall of Fame.
Thank you. It was a great honor, and it was nice to have my family there with me. It was a nice surprise. I've got a daughter who lives in Washington, D.C., where the conference was, and my wife and I were there. It was nice to have them there present.
I bet it was. And I was thrilled to be part of the induction along with our colleague, Karen Love, because as we know, we go back a long way. So it was a lot of fun for me as well. How did
you
feel?
Perfect choice of presenters. Humbled, if you look at the list of people who were in it, including you, it was just a very nice surprise. Very nice surprise. And humbling as well.
So tell me, what do you feel is the greatest challenge in marketing CPA firms?
That challenge has changed pretty dramatically since you and I started in the profession. But right now, I think it's in differentiating your firm, in being able to craft a message that shows that you can do things better, faster, than your competitor. So differentiation is has been very difficult, or has been challenging. Also, the change in communication channels, going to electronic, it provides some wonderful challenges and some great opportunities to help differentiate yourself. Mm-hmm. So changes in communication is a big one.
Right. What are the biggest changes that you've noticed in the accounting marketing industry over the past 10 years?
I think that the marketers that I come into contact with, the level of, I don't want to say quality, but the level of talent has definitely gone up a couple of notches. There are a lot more MBAs in the profession. And another trend that's been great to see is how many marketers have been brought into the fold within the firms and have been made partners within the firm. That allows you better access to the developing strategic plans and the strategy of the firm. So you're actually, you understand how the firm runs a lot better if you can peek under the tent.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel those marketers have achieved that level of partner or principal within their firms?
I think it's results. It's coming in with a different perspective, looking at managing a firm with a marketer's eye or with an MBA eye. That's not necessarily the mentality of the bean counter.
Mm-hmm.
We can bring more creative solutions, I think, to helping manage and run the firm and plan for the future, bring people in, train people on some soft skills. So I think it's the different perspective that a marketer brings to a partnership that's mm-hmm. allowed them to have those seats.
And I would imagine that the partner group has to be forward-thinking enough to understand what the marketing professional could bring to the table as a partner.
That's one of the you have to have people who get it,
mm-hmm.
who understand it.
Right.
I think not all firms are going to allow that because some are still in the old mode of, you know, only accountants are smart enough to sit at this table.
Right.
So you do have to have leadership who understands the value of what it is that you're doing within the firm. But getting results and making change within the firm, I think that's one of the things that has allowed the people who have become partners who aren't CPAs, I think that's what has made them recognized.
Wonderful. So what is your prediction for accounting marketing for the next 5 years?
I think it's going to be just as difficult, if not more so, as some of the larger firms are starting to go downstream and go after clients that they bypassed in years past. As the Sarbanes-Oxley work goes away, as people are fighting for market share, that's I think one of the challenges that we're going to be facing. And it gets back to the differentiation point. How can you show that you can compete with the larger regional firms? Because we're all fighting after the same mm-hmm. client right now.
Right. What would be your advice then for firms regarding that differentiation? How can firms do the best job in that area?
One of the things that we apply here is a lot of deep research on the industries that we're going after and the individual clients that we're going after to understand what makes them tick, the people that are within the company, who they know. That's where things like social media can really help.
Mm-hmm.
Once you understand what their motivations are, it allows you to craft your message. Certainly not going, you know, not making things up, but crafting your message, putting your team together that makes sense for that particular client. So a lot of deep research.
Mm-hmm.
We have some things that some practices here that allow us to look like a big firm, to practice like a big firm. But also something that the bigger firms don't do is allow the client ample access to multiple partners. So there mm-hmm. isn't one partner who's, you know, sort of the traffic cop between the client and the practice team. We call it client service team.
Mm-hmm.
And it allows us to bring in a lot of resources and throw it at the client without affecting the bill. It's a unique way of practicing.
Right, right. And of course, with the economy the way it is, you know, firms, even those that have never, you know, been real aggressive marketers, they're out there because firms are looking for the business.
Mm-hmm. They have to.
Right.
Clients are looking for, you know, a break on price. They're moving around a lot more quickly than they used to. They are not as loyal, and some of it's actually our fault. In our case, we told our clients, ask your vendors for concessions, and by golly, some of them did. it's caused a little bit of turnover, but it's also been good for us.
Right. And to your point of differentiation, I think it's you really need to do your homework about your market mm-hmm. and your industry specialties and those specific prospects that you're, you know, seeking out.
Mm-hmm. You need to know. You need to show them that you understand everything about their industry. Whether it's joining their associations, doing as much literature search as you can to understand the challenges that they're up against.
Mm-hmm. Right. What factors or skills do you think enable accounting marketers to be successful?
Patience. Number one, patience.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to be believable. You have to be persuasive, persistence, but along with patience, thick skin. I've been able to survive in this industry for a long time,
mm-hmm.
And some of it is just knowing that if you keep bringing the message and you keep trying to sell what you believe in, they're going to come around and make the changes that you know are going to help move the business forward.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not being facetious when I say patience.
Right,
really
but it almost
really
sounds like, you know, what you're advising is, you know, for them to really, you know, be true to themselves and not to downplay the skills that they're bringing to the table and what they can contribute.
Correct. You hang on to what you believe. You just, you don't quit over a plan being turned down.
Mm-hmm.
You put the plan down for a while and maybe approach it from a different angle.
Right. So which of your personal skills have contributed most to your success?
I think communications, my ability to get points across, to take everybody's opinion into account, to collaborate.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's probably the biggest skill. It certainly is an intelligence. It's I have an MBA, but that really just taught me to think differently. But I think my ability to help a group of people get along probably helped tremendously.
Right, and that is a lot of it, isn't it, of knowing how to pick your team.
Mm-hmm.
And utilizing the strengths of the partners and professional staff that you have to execute those
mm-hmm.
marketing plans
mm-hmm.
and ideas?
We're in the process of picking a couple of teams for some prospects right now. It involves that deep research, but it also involves understanding the personalities of the prospect and your people and matching those two up. And that gets back to the communication skill, being able to read people and understand, you know, how they think and what their motivations are.
Right. What is your best piece of advice for accounting marketers?
Join AIM.
I know. We both use that as our mantra, don't
Absolutely.
We? Join AIM.
Absolutely.
Step two.
Well, it's actually true, and I'm not kidding about it. It's a fraternity of people who all face the same challenges, and you can't just join an organization. You have to join and participate
mm-hmm.
Through the listserv, through the conference, through the newsletters. You understand the challenges that you're in the middle of, or everyone else is in the middle of within AIM. So I think that's probably my first piece of advice: join AIM and utilize the membership.
Mm-hmm.
Get involved. The other for people who are pure marketers who may not understand the accounting world is get to understand the accounting world, understand what all of the SASs are and the 7216 and you know all these three-letter acronym names that your partners are working with on a day-to-day basis. Understand what those challenges are, and that also helps the firm, because you need to communicate those issues to the firm's clients, which is part of the marketing job. So understand, read Journal of Accountancy, read Accounting Today,
mm-hmm.
Help you understand just what your firm is up against.
Right. Don't you think it's also important that the marketers need to understand how their firms work and how they make money?
How they
and
make money,
what,
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. What does realization mean?
Mm-hmm.
What is utilization? What's the difference between the two? The realization of different industries is different. You know, nonprofit
mm-hmm.
Is a lower realization, often done in the off season, off tax season. But understanding what happens, what goes on with the books. A lot of our colleagues out there don't see the numbers,
mm-hmm.
and I would encourage the marketers to see if they can get access to the numbers. It helps them understand why certain decisions are made.
Well, and I think when partners see the marketer making an effort to understand their business, it might prompt them to reach out to the marketer to understand more about marketing.
Mm-hmm. That you have empathy for their situation.
Right, and that you're learning from each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's your best piece of advice for managing partners?
Hmm. don't look at marketing as an expense or a cost. It's an investment, and that's in particular in this economic times. A lot of firms have had the urge to slash. The firms that I've been talking with are not slashing their marketing costs. They realize that they need to increase their marketing expenditure because of the competition that's out there. We're all after a shrinking pie. So that's probably the biggest thing is invest in the firm and invest in your people.
Wonderful. Neil, thank you so much for your time today. Congratulations inducted into the AIM Hall of Fame. It is very well deserved. This is Jean Carriger, Capstone Marketing. Have a great day.
Thanks, Jean.